Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. This is one of the busiest weekends of the year in Atlanta. Dragon Con, couple of huge football games. We've got a couple of art festivals happening. The Braves are playing meaningful baseball at SunTrust Park. Falcons are getting ready to go. Of course, they open on the road Thursday up in Philadelphia. It is just a busy and fun weekend. I love the energy in the city right now, Rick.
You're closer into the city than I am. Sorry, I'm out here in the burbs, but I know it's a huge weekend for Atlanta. This traditionally is. They used to have a NASCAR race this weekend. It used to be, even worse, I think, than it is now. But a little more manageable now, but still a crowded weekend downtown, I'm sure.
Well, and a lot of folks who are visiting, and I guess there's 300,000 plus when you factor in all of the events and get an official estimate in there. A lot of people here, of course, for Dragon Con, but football is just an enormous part of the economy in this city. And we're going to be talking a little bit about ways that people can enjoy football through technology, which is a big growing arm of the economy of football itself. And we're going to start off with Sling TV and its college football availability for cord cutters. So they can still get in on the action, even though they don't have traditional cable service.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you've experimented much with cord cutting, Sully. I have. This is getting rid of your cable or satellite and then seeing if you can make do. It used to be for sports fans. This really wasn't a way to go. But Sling has kind of changed that with a few of their subscription models. So now college football available on various networks, including the ESPN network, ACC network, SEC network on Sling. So you're not going to miss any of the college football action if you decide to cut the cord and become an a la carte Sling customer, which for a lot of people, I recommend that.
I think that's an attractive option for a lot of people, and I'm really glad to see that there are more options out there for consumers to more specifically get just the channels that they want rather than be bogged down with, 200 that they really don't care for.
Yeah, I have so many channels on my satellite when we had that we never watched, and the few channels you do watch, buy those a la carte and have at it. And, the TV is the haves or the have-nots. If you ask me, there's a lot of great stuff on there and a lot of stuff that's just garbage. So see if this works for you.
Well, I know you're a big football guy. I know you're probably a little partial to the pro game, but you got a lot of love for the college game as well. And I guess the rules committee in the NCAA is going to try and pick up the pace a little bit with these games and try and get them to actually happen a little quicker than they have been happening, because they've been long in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I remember the days, Sully, of college football games. You knew that 3-hour window, it was going to be done in 3 hours or less. That has changed a lot, and not just because of the overtime, what they do with that. So this year they're trying to reduce the length of the games. They're going to cut back on those kind of dead times a little bit. They're going to be ready to go once they return from commercials, so don't spend too much time in the kitchen or bathroom. I don't know if this is going to help manage the length of games at all, but they're at least trying something, and including those big touchdown celebrations. Sometimes those take forever. They're going to cut back on those and get the 40-second play clock started as soon as the touchdown is scored. So we'll see how many teams have to burn a timeout or get called for a delay of game not being ready after the touchdown.
And as you know, with there being so few games that a team plays during the course of a season, every single second that ticks by can be so, so critical. So I have a feeling the teams are just going to get their shirts buttoned up and do what they need to do to cooperate, because they don't want to lose any ball games. What we are going to see, though, is more advertising in college football, if you can believe that. But there's just innovations across all sports, really, in this. We've seen it with the logos on the NBA jerseys. What's coming to football this year, though?
So here's virtual advertising. Sorry, I first started following this with baseball and maybe soccer, how on the sidewalls around the field, they can, for people watching on TV, they can change those. And some of those actually are targeted at certain audiences. So the fans at stadiums still see the same ads of virtual advertising. Means they're digitally inserted on those advertising boards, and they can be unique to the city or region. So something definitely to watch for college pro football this year, and see if those advertisings kind of pay or kind of apply to you when they pop up on the screen.
Well, it'll be interesting, too, maybe moving forward, maybe people can kind of buy, companies could buy on the fly. If it gets to be a really tight game in the fourth quarter, you know, maybe some representative from State Farm is just sitting there. Hey, let's get our ad on this game on national TV on NBC. And they could just make a call and literally purchase an ad to sneak it in on TV. Let's talk about 5G and when we might be seeing it, Rick. It's exciting, and we're going to have to wait a little while, though.
Well, I've seen it 2 years ago on display at a sporting event, just not ready for the masses yet. So, yeah, we are still waiting for the 5G, the no latency on our phones and our tablets, greater capacity, uses less battery. So it just means better connectivity for fans in soccer, football stadiums, and then a whole host of new experiences probably are going to be headed our way through our mobile devices. So maybe in 2019, still to be determined.
All right, I can remember going to baseball games at Fenway Park when I was a young kid with my dad, and my dad would bring the binoculars so we could kind of take a look at the action on the field. Tell us about TerraKids binoculars.
So when you bring a kid to a sporting event, so the first thing they complain about is they can't see or things are too far. And if you've ever bought a pair of binoculars recently, they're not cheap, and they're kind of a personal item. When I have my own pair of binoculars there, I'd really, not to be selfish, but I don't want to share them with people. So now Terra has a set of kids' binoculars, which actually work really well. They come in a little handy bag the kids can carry with a strap, and just a really cool set of binoculars they can use at sporting events for $20, and durable, soft plastic, and the lenses are unbreakable. So now you can hand your kids their own set of binoculars. Wherever you are, a sporting event, concert, et cetera, and they'll be happy, hopefully entertained a little better.
All right, we're going to wrap up with Rick's tip, and this has nothing to do with what you might throw on the grill, although I'm sure you're pretty good at that, doing the steak tips on the grill. But what should we be watching on TV tonight in terms of football?
Well, one of those things I like watching, and there's a game tonight, late tonight, so Navy and Hawaii, whatever happens during the day, for me, it's kind of therapeutic to sit there and watch the Hawaii game, whoever's broadcasting it, come on about 11 or midnight each night due to the time difference. I mean, I know this for gambling aficionados. This is kind of the game where they try to make up for their losses for the day. It's traditional, the Hawaii game. I just kind of like sitting there looking at the palm trees in Hawaii, the islands, remembering the week I spent there in Hawaii, and it's kind of relaxing to cap off a stressful day of college football. So Navy at Hawaii tonight is maybe a must watch for college football fans this first weekend.
Well, and of course, getting ready for VJ Day tomorrow, which is the commemoration of many events in World War II. So will be on a lot of people's mind tomorrow as we honor the service and sacrifice of so many of those brave men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, and certainly we get to celebrate that with a little football, and no better way to do that. And always good to chat, Rick. What else is happening this weekend?
Well, this is Labor Day weekend, so maybe some people are getting some time off here to wrap up the summer. You wouldn't know the summer's coming to an end, sorry, the way the temperatures have been here in the South and in Atlanta. But I'm getting ready for another trip this week. I'm back out on the road for 4 days, and we'll hopefully have some stories to tell from the road, Sully, and just grilling, maybe go to the Braves game this weekend and have fun.
When I hit the lottery, Rick, I am going to live in Georgia 4 months out of the year, and then the other part of the year I'm going to live in Montreal where it's nice and cool. It's always like 30 or 40 degrees cooler in Montreal, and if I ever become rich, that's where I'm going to be.
I thought you were going to say my favorite state, Sully, Montana. beautiful, that mountain air, the big sky. That's where I want to live 8 months out of the year.
Follow Rick on Twitter, Rick Roswell, his handle, and, of course, ricklimpert.info and wirelesswednesday.live is where you can keep up with everything Rick is working on. Enjoy the football this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, man.
Sure, so I'll be listening to you. Have a good weekend, and talk to you next week.